This is Morning Edition on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanshura. Good morning. When longtime Denos Museum Center Executive Director Eugene Geneman announced his retirement earlier this year, the Art Museum in Traverse City began a national search for the next person to lead it. The top choice was Craig Hadley, who spent the last 8 years as curator of the Art Museum at DePauw University in Indiana. Earlier this month, Hadley moved up to Northern Michigan and settled into his new role as executive director of the Denos, and he joins me here in studio this morning. Good morning, Craig. Welcome to Northern Michigan.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Craig, Gene Geneman was executive director of the Denos for just about 30 years, and that's almost as long as you've been alive. You're 35. Was that intimidating, taking over for somebody who had been so entrenched in their position for so long?
Sure. Of course. I mean, to some degree, that is intimidating for any newcomer. But at the same time, what it really signaled to me was that, you know, Gene had built a program that was incredibly stable, but at the same time, really captured his vision for what a community arts center and museum could be for a small community.
Craig, you've spent time working at museums that are also associated with colleges or universities. You spent time in Beloit in Wisconsin at a museum, and then also at DePauw University in Indiana. You were the curator of the art museum there. What was it about the Denos that really stuck out to you when you were considering the position?
Well, there were a few things. And one, you know, college and university museums are sort of a unique niche of the museum field. And so when I felt it was time to move on from DePauw, you know, I had accomplished several things there. One was seeing that museum through accreditation, which is a really rigorous process that the American Alliance of Museums administers. Only about 5% of museums across the whole country are accredited by the AAM. So once I completed that and then also established a new museum studies curriculum for the program, I thought, you know, the program's in really good shape, much better shape than I left it. I've been here 8 years. It'd be nice to move on to a new challenge. And so as I looked at some of the options that were out there, you know, the Denos really stuck out because, again, I've spent most of my time in college, university, museums, in smaller communities. And so that was what was so appealing about the Denos, was it was a larger scale operation, but still a relatively small staff for a smaller community. And it really did a lot of, it really does a lot of different things, right? Everything from performances to exhibitions drawn both from the collection, but then also traveling shows, film series. There's a lot of different things going on. And the opportunity to work with a relatively young staff and think about the next step or how we can build on Gene's success and the community's success was really appealing to me.
Talk to me about that accreditation. What does that mean exactly? And why is that important? You've stated mm-hmm. that you want to bring that to the Denos.
It's important for a variety of reasons. One, what it signals to our peers is that we're operating according to museum best practice. So this is important when we take care of collections of art, and really it's our duty to take care of works for future generations. And so that signals to our peers, but then also to potential donors, that we're competent and we're capable and we know what we're doing when it comes to collections care.
What's a practical example of that?
A practical example might be we understand the elements of conservation and what's required to take care of something, that we don't overexpose objects to light or that we can keep pests and things out of our collection areas. So that's a practical application there. What it also signals to someone who might consider the Denos and possibly a larger museum as a repository for their artwork, what that says is we're meeting the same high standards of care and exhibition quality as, say, the Art Institute or another large, you know, metropolitan museum.
Craig, why do you think it's important for these museums that are connected to a college or university to be very integrated with each other?
It's important for a number of reasons. I think one, as a service or as a resource to our college campuses, because they are a parent organization, I think it's really important for us to find ways to both build bridges, but also integrate our programs so that we can provide experiential learning, not just for the art student, but for students in other disciplines and departments. One thing that I worked to craft at DePauw was a deep relationship both with computer science students, but then also students in the hard sciences. So we'd look at ways that we could bring students in who wouldn't normally get to experience the museum and really use that as an opportunity for them, one, to think about the way the visual arts could connect to their area of study, but also in thinking about how students in the future will be leaders in the community and they will be asked to sit on museum boards or nonprofit organizations, and providing them some of that training and opportunity to learn what we do and why we're valuable to the community, I think is a really important part of the college experience.
This is kind of a new era for the Denos. Jean, again, was executive director for just about 30 years. As you enter into this new era for yourself and the museum, what are some of the challenges that you anticipate?
Right off the bat, one challenge, of course, is transition, right? So Jean was there in the beginning and really built the program from the ground up. And so any sort of major transition like that, there's a learning curve associated with that. One, I think for the staff, the existing staff who are there, but then also for myself walking into a position like this and finding ways that we can continue running operations the way that we have for years past, but then also taking a step back, kind of hitting the pause button and thinking about who are we? Do we want to go in a different direction with particular elements of the program? Do we want to retain other aspects of the program and how we've done things? So what we're really trying to do right now is just take a critical look at who we are. We also have a new college president who's coming in January 1. And so that will be yet another opportunity for us to sit down with a new leader and think about what our relationship is with the college, but then also with the community and how we can continue to build strong relationships between both constituents.
Craig, when looking at the Denos Museum, their collection, what stuck out to you the most about it?
My undergraduate degree is in anthropology, and I also have a curatorial interest in mid-20th century Japanese prints. And so in looking at the Denos collection, and especially the Inuit collection mm-hmm. of works on paper, it wouldn't seem at first like there's good alignment there, but actually a lot of the early techniques that were introduced for Inuit printmaking were derived and came from Japanese woodcut technique. And so one thing that really interested me right off the bat was finding a way to marry both my interest in Japanese woodblocks with the Inuit collection as well. So that's a project I'd like to work on at some point.
Knowing that museums can only showcase so much of their collection, are there any plans in terms of taking a look at the collection and perhaps culling some items?
I would say probably the more immediate focus for us is actually taking stock of what we have, ensuring that our database system is up and running the way it should, but then also thinking about future expansion and collection storage. So our storage units are at or near capacity. And so I think one way that we can really squeeze more space out of those storage units is just by reconfiguring and looking at the way that we store and then also handle the artwork in collections.
Craig Hadley is the new executive director of the Denos Museum Center in Traverse City. Craig, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thank you. Pleasure.